Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you look?
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone. Super Short Show Wednesday night. We got a little more than an hour left of this show. Pretty much all big stories tonight because we're tearing through all the trending topics. Of course, the biggest one, everything to do with COVID-19. It's suffocating all the news out of us, but it's what people are talking about, so we're talking about it. I'm pretty proud that we did start out the first 18 minutes of the show just talking about Tommy Brady. Makes me happy. It makes me happy that the name Tom Brady has always been associated with like a Boston accent, right? Go, go, Tom! Tommy! And now it's going to be like a redneck accent because it's Florida.
That's right, boys. My Tom Brady. Boy, did you check him out. Look at him slinging that rock.
Is that a Florida? What is a Florida accent?
Actually, well, Florida's a melting pot.
That's like a panhandle. That's more of a panhandle.
Anywhere in rural Florida has a country accent.
That's fact. Yeah, Zephyr Hills, it does.
Which could be a half hour any direction from here is country. You go to Plant City and people talk like that. And if you go, you know, to Spring Hill, people talk like that, you know. But if you're inside Tampa, they talk like this, right? Like,
what do you call that accent? I feel like that's just like normal way of speaking, but there must be some sort of
It's just inner city. I don't know, metropolis. I don't know.
Everywhere has its. Well, does West Coast have an accent?
Oh,
like California.
Totally.
Yeah, but no one really talks like that.
Right. Outside of Valley Girl. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's just.
Did even Valley Girls talk like that, or is that a parody?
They used to.
Yes and no, but there was a thing that the Kardashians made popular called the vocal fry. Or they'd be like, up like that.
Uh-huh.
So that is somewhat, I guess, distinctive of the region, but who knows?
Yeah. Every now and then, like, where I grew up, it's the inner city, but it's also the South. So it's a lot like you'll hear in, like, Atlanta, where you have, like, some things I say sound country, but then some things I say sound ghetto, sometimes at the same time. It just, whatever comes out of me, comes out of me. So.
But it is strange, because I have thought about that before, where this is kind of like the non-regional American accent, where you can go to any region in the U.S., like even if you're in Boston, and people can talk like this, and then you'll hear someone who grew up in Boston, they're like, a cab pack, like that mayor today. It was awful listening to him talk. I'm like, is this The Departed? Get out of here.
Or what is it, The Town with Ben Affleck, where for some reason in that movie, they purposely like just overdid the accents even Ben Affleck, who grew up in that area, sounded like an idiot. Like in that movie, he's just like, listen here, you know, the car is a car. I'm like, all right, Ben Affleck, this is
overacting.
Nobody has that much of an accent.
I would say that's probably like the least attractive American regional accent.
It's not sexy.
Boston, I hate it.
I'll
take redneck any day over that trash.
Bang me wicked hard. Huh? Yeah, pull your boobs out. Pull them out.
It's bad.
Smack my ass. 727-579-102. I just got myself so hot. 727-579-1025 800 771-1025 are the numbers to dial if you'd like to join us. We are talking pretty much big stories for this two-hour show. And a lot of it and most of it is related to or directly about COVID-19. What we have not done yet, and I feel like a dum-dum for not doing it yet, is giving you all the stats about the COVID-19.
I know this is bad for radio, but this is the map so far. And almost certain that the countries that are still left white, just it's like Syria and Yemen. Like, obviously, they don't have
Africa,
the resources.
Like all African nations?
Yeah, and there's no way that, like Zambia doesn't have it if the Congo does, you know? But they're already so devastated from just their own situations.
Like, COVID-19 is not even a bad day for them.
Like, we got AIDS. We're fine with COVID.
Dude, I just ate Ebola for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, scared of your COVID.
This is just wild.
Yeah, it's scary, man.
Whew.
I'm trying not to freak out.
Did you want some stats? Some global stats?
Yeah, let's do. Go ahead.
Whatever you want.
Tear it through.
Okay, globally right now, we're at 219,287.
That's a jump of almost 20,000.
Again, more tests are being distributed.
I know.
I honestly think that we're just now getting more accurate numbers. It's not that the numbers are going up, which I'm sure they are, but I feel like it's getting more and more accurate.
We're going to lose 1 million old people when this is all over.
Probably, yeah. Total deceased, just under 9,000. This is globally.
Yeah.
When you think about it, I know this is not nice, but it's not that many people.
Nope.
Not that many people, but again, has the potential to be a lot more. Let's see. Total recovered, 84,800.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
The U.S. Confirmed cases total, 8,862.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is what we're looking at. Deceased is 137.
Okay.
137 people have died. That's not very much.
I know. It was 11 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I understand, but if you think about the grand scheme of things, 330 million people, 137 is not that much.
And I also read that 99% of the deceased in the United States and Italy are very elderly with
pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, I saw that today. Italy, their numbers jumped up, the deceased. But they're almost all sickly or very old people. Mm-hmm. So, which, look, when we say this, this isn't to, you know, to give comfort to you young jerk-offs that are down here for spring break. And, yeah, if you're listening right now and you're not from here and you're down here partying, huh, you're all getting together, huh, look at me, buddy, I'm only 20, I can't be affected. Hey, first of all, F you. Second of all, get your ass back to Indiana. Get your dumb ass back to Pennsylvania. And stop hanging out with your dumb, stupid, awkward friends. And by the way, college kids nowadays, you're ugly. You're ugly. You were way prettier 10 years ago and 20 years ago. All the news reports I'm seeing where they're interviewing you little jerk-offs, you're ugly kids. You're ugly. All right? Get away from each other.
Don't even go home. You know what they need to do at this point?
Drown yourselves at the beach.
Walk into the ocean and keep on walking.
Yeah, bitch.
Don't come back. You're probably sick now. You're going to go home. Ugh. You're going to get your grandma, your mom, and dad sick, and then they're going to die. You'll recover and be fine and then inherit their house. It's a mess. Just do everybody a favor and walk your ass into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Take them off the will. I said this today on my Instagram. If you're a grandparent or a parent and you already got a will, you know, Seb, you got a college kid or someone of college age between the ages of 17 to 25, give that person a call on the phone and say, hey,
where you at?
If we see you not social distancing, and of course they're going to be boasting about it on social media, look where I am, blah, blah, blah. You're taking off the will. No one inheritance for you if I die, frig off. That's what I say. Do that immediately.
Yeah, by the way, and I wanted to get this message out tonight too, because we've been telling the young people to stop being jerk offs for a week now, right? The spring breakers are down here. Most of them just don't care about anybody but themselves. And look, young people have had that attitude since the beginning of time, right? Mm. When I was 20, I was kind of a jerk off too in that regard.
We all were, but
right, exactly. So this message isn't to the 20-year-olds. I want to talk to the 40-year-olds, the 45-year-olds, the 50-year-olds who have 20-year-olds that are out there being jerk offs. Now it's time to step up and be a parent again. I know you thought it was over. All right, they're out of the house. Now you got to do is Venmo them some money once in a while. I get it, right? Now you need to make some phone calls. Now you need to make sure that your little jerk-offs stop being jerk-offs for a couple of weeks or a month. And it's up to you now, because maybe there's just a little bit of authority left in your relationship. Maybe they will listen to you. Probably not, but maybe you could call your stupid, dumb little daughter or your stupid, dumb, idiot son. And the ones I saw on that Washington Post that video or whatever.
You were in Miami, I saw.
Yeah, and all these dumb ass jerk off 20-year-olds on that. I wanted to punch every one of them so hard in the face. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they can put that out there and then watch it over and go, "That's me on the news. Ain't that cool?" It's unbelievable.
They're children. They're like
unbelievable. So call your
adults.
Call your college student kids, and just say, "Hey, man, I need to have a real talk with you." And for once in I don't know how many years, I need you to really pay attention. I need you to really heed my words and actually respect me enough to honor my wishes on this one.
But also, a lot of those college kids are not making the money that they're using to go on these breaks.
I know.
You know what I mean? So mommy and daddy are just giving them money.
I
they
know.
Need to stop those funds.
Yes.
Because then they can't go on the trips. Like, if you're in college, there's no way you can sponsor a trip to Miami.
Nope.
You're eating top ramen. You can't do it unless you're, you know, maybe not in college and you're working, whatever. But a lot of these college kids, this is mommy and daddy's money.
These are upper middle class to rich kids. And her parents have always just given them what they wanted. That's what they've always done. You know, just buy their love, whatever. Stop right now, all right? Because they're going to kill you or kill your parents, right? So if you want to be responsible, and look, you are. Sorry, you raised that jerk off that's on the beach right now talking smack to news reporters. Like, when that dumb kid, and it's not the first one I saw one in Miami and I saw one in Clearwater with the same attitude. Oh, I'm not worried about Corona. If I get it, I get it.
Do you have the audio? Because you should play it. It's in, just their
oh,
voices.
Oh, yeah.
We have it.
Oh, yeah.
I can find it.
Oh, yeah. I posted it on Instagram. I posted it on Twitter. It's all over the place. So it's in our prep.
I'll find it.
But these kids care nothing about the big picture. And what I wanted, the message I tried to give to the Generation Z kids yesterday, and the point I tried to make that maybe I thought would hammer at home was, the big picture as far as convenience of quality of life, you know, like maybe you don't care about getting sick. You know, you'll get a bad flu and you'll get over it, right? Because you don't care about other people that have pre-existing conditions that will probably die from it. But what you should care about, I don't know, is going to the movies again, is going to a sporting event again, is going to a bar again, since you kids love the bar so much. Like, all the things that the freedoms that we have every day that you take for granted, if we're never going to get those back if you're going to go out and huddle with thousands of other jerk-offs at the beach right now. And the kid in the audio that you're finding, he even says, we saved up for like 2 months. Yeah, screw you, Tyler.
Yeah,
stuff happens.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't care. You know how many people bought season tickets to the baseball and hockey? Like, you just have to eat it, punk. You have to eat it right now.
The arrogance with which they spoke was something
bizarre.
It just made you so mad.
Enraged. You see the four.
I got it.
Fat ass. Lizzo-looking bitches and the golf cart.
I thought that was Lizzo.
What are you doing at the beach, you goddamn hippopotamus?
What I liked about her, too, is she goes, I'm from Louisiana, so I was particularly upset.
Shut up.
Who cares?
Shut up.
What does that matter?
Nobody cares.
I was kind of like, I get it. Like, you know, New Orleans is disgusting. But anyways, here we go.
If I get Corona, I get Corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This girl.
She is ugly, too.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm speaking, when I say ugly kids, it's all from what I saw on this report. There's not one attractive kid on this report. They're all just messes.
You are right.
They're messes.
Yeah.
What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious.
This really pissed me off. Because then he pulls in other sorts of things we should be focusing on.
I want to punch this guy in the face.
Because he's a health advisor here.
It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. And we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party. So it's kind of disappointing. But we're
also ugly.
Yes!
She looks like Miss Potato
Look
Head.
At this dumb...
This is what happens when you give every kid a trophy.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yes.
This is the result.
100%, dude. This is unbelievable. I had no idea. I knew that the fabric of society has been shredded for a while. I knew that a lot of these kids were just super, super privileged pricks. But this was something I did not expect. There wasn't one kid in this video that was like, holy hell, we shouldn't be here.
Well, those are the people that didn't go. There were people that I saw in Clearwater that said someone that was around their age that was a healthcare worker reached out to them and was like, you're making it harder on me. And that is when they're like, I wish I didn't, you know, go party. I shouldn't have done that.
Where was the wherewithal before that call, though?
At least they're stopping now. People are just continuing to go, but there's a little bit more.
We're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it.
This is
enjoying ourselves. It sucks, and I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day.
Yeah, we are.
It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Turn up.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment.
That guy's already
we're just
dying.
Going for it. We're just going to do what it. Happens, when it happens.
This guy already has it.
By the way, that girl from Louisiana, wow. She's more upset than anybody that the restaurants are closed because that bitch weighs a metric ton.
Why do people get mad at me for fat shaming? You're the real fat shamer.
I'm not out at the beach causing all the. Look, she could give it to so many more people. Look at the area she's taking up. She's half the beach, all right? How many people are going to grab her and try to shove her back in the water to do the right thing, and they're going to catch it from her big blubber ass? It's not fair. And by the way, the rule with obesity is you're allowed to pick on people fatter than you. And that bitch is fatter than me.
Facts. Here's a little more.
When stuff closes, we're going to do it when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Post that on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, please, so everybody else can get super pissed off, man. Oh, man, I'll tell you. I need, by the way, update, the beaches in Tampa are shutting down after this weekend, right, Jane Castor said?
Wasn't it today?
I don't know.
I thought it was today.
Maybe tonight. I got to get the deets. Also, Clearwater said, you know what? We're not closing the beaches. So they did a special vote today with the city councilors, I guess, in Clearwater, and voted that they do close the beaches.
Yeah.
But it was the mayor could have done it.
Right.
They could have just done it. And I know I get the tourism dollars.
Hey, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
Sorry.
You know,
I get the tourism dollars, but we're all losing. Tampa's losing. Everybody's losing tourism dollars.
I don't know if it's so much the dollars even worry about. I think they just don't know what to do with the people.
Go back to your hotel rooms. Sorry. Go back to Louisiana, fat ass. You know, it don't matter. It don't matter, man. We gotta slow this thing down. I can't take it anymore.